So how do you think you've handled the success of To the Moon so far? I mean, it's only been out, you know, a little while, but it's getting rave reviews. Is this what you expected?
To be honest, I can't say that that is exactly what I expected. I think I expect it to be a lot more polarized, since it's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of unconventional, but in a way that I'm not sure how people are going to take it. Since, you know, it's kind of a contrast to what's been going on in the game industry as of late. But yeah, I think, well, I'm glad for how things turned out, at least.
When you create a game, obviously the style of games that you create, there's that story that, you know, isn't in a mainstream title. How long does it take you to come up with that story, that narrative that drives the tale?
It kind of started based on some real life events, so that kind of had, you know, a push to it. But I think it's funny because it's a project with such a limited number of people working on it that it takes a long time to just get, you know, everything going steadily. So in that time, I pretty much had the opportunity to work out the story as I went, because there were just so many side things to do. And it's hard to put an actual number on it, but I would say maybe half a year.
Wow. So,
I was, you know, also working on different things for the project during that time. So I wasn't just sitting on my bed and meditating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what were the things going on in your life that kind of led to this story?
Well, what I can talk about is basically my grandfather had a heart condition, and at that time, you know, he had to go and undergo some major surgeries, but fortunately that worked out okay, and he's much better now. But that kind of just made me think about this whole, you know, deathbed thing and how we're all going to be there at one point in time. And I was wondering, you know, if I would regret anything when my time has come.
Okay, considering the positive reaction that this game has gotten, do you feel like this is like the beginning of your legacy? I mean, you've been making games for a couple of years now. Your company, Freebird, has been around for a couple of years now, but this is kind of the big splash. I mean, all the major video game publications are talking about you right now. So how do you feel?
I am very honored. I'm really grateful for all the support everyone has given, you know, the review publications and, you know, just the players in general, and everyone's been so supportive and constructive, and I'm really appreciative of that. It's my first commercial project, you know, and I'm at the time of my life where I need to find, you know, start a career and start making a living and the like. And it's just so awesome to be able to do this for the time being as what I do for a living, and, you know, dedicate my time to it. It's also a series. So I think in that sense, it's, you know, it would definitely be a nice legacy, so to speak, to have.
A lot of people have complained that the story is so fantastic that, you know, the Super Nintendo inspired graphics, you know, don't do it justice. How do you feel about that?
I think there are both pros and cons to that. Like, obviously the graphics can be, I think graphics and aesthetics are two different things. The graphics can definitely be better, but aesthetics, I think obviously all can also be better, but you know, it's not exactly limited by the whole pixel art style of the graphics. I think, like, if I were to be able to change it to any other style of artwork, it would probably be something along the lines of Bastion.
Any reason why?
I just like the whole, you know, it just feels so natural. It's like a watercolor painted There's just this fantasy feel to it.
Okay, as far as porting this game, I mean, independent games, minority, you know, independent niche games, even bigger minority, you know, Are there any thoughts to kind of like port this over to the iPad or to the Xbox Live Arcade or just any other console to get it more exposure?
Oh yeah, I would absolutely love that. But at the moment, there are some technical constraints regarding the engine. But something is coming out next year. I know a group of people who are working on it. And if all things go well, that should be able to make it possible sometime next year.
Okay, what do you want to do in the next couple of years to further your game and further your career in video games?
It's really hard to say right now because, you know, there's I've just been bombarded with so many things these days, and it's really early to tell because everything's so hectic right now. but I mean, in the best of ways, so I'm not complaining. I would definitely be able to, like, would be glad to be able to finish the series that To the Moon started. And I think there are a lot of potential for it and, you know, a lot of ways to go. And, you know, I'm still young and there are, you know, I have so many things that I could be improving on. And I'm just looking forward to whatever the future brings, I guess.
Okay, you're so diverse because, I mean, not only did you, you know, create this game, but you also partially or, you know, for the most part, composed the score to this game. I mean, what's your background in music?
Well, during high school days, I kind of started, you know, locking myself in the piano practice rooms during lunch break and whatnot and just started banging away at that. Like, I started composing actually because of making games. When I first started making games about 5 years ago, I had, like, my friend James, he was the one who composed music for me. And then, you know, one summer, he went on vacation. And I was like, oh no, what do I do? You know, so I kind of tried to pick up the slacks myself. And that's pretty much how I started.
What games did you play when you first started, you know, messing around with video games?
Diablo 1.
That's a game. That's a game to get immersed in, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still miss the days where, you know, you didn't have any cheat codes and you had to, you know, drop gold and pick it up at the, you know, precise time to duplicate the stuff.
Diablo with no cheat codes is, oh, my God. It's hard. Do you have any hopes of ever creating an RPG like Diablo one day?
Perhaps. Well, actually, I think I would more enjoy just playing it rather than making a game like that. you know what I mean. But yeah, like I think video games are something that are so diverse. You know, like people often argue what is the purpose of like video game or like you know stuff like that. But I think they can do so much. You know, in different ways, and there are those you know story oriented games that you know get you. To as much of an extent as movies, and then there are those that just you know helps you. I don't know help you bend in a way. Mm-hmm. Like and it's awesome. You know, it's just such a diverse medium that achieves so much in so many ways.
So what do you want To the Moon to do for the people that play it?
Well, I hope they can just play it and feel a sense of satisfaction after they see the ending. As simple as that. I mean, it would be great if people, you know, reflect on life and whatnot and all that stuff. But, you know, I don't want to go out of my way to try to be, you know, artsy and whatnot. It was just a simple story that I was trying to tell that was triggered by various events. And I hope it's just something that people can enjoy.